Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive.
Always exciting to be back.
You know it. Today we're going to be taking a look at Keystone Environmental.
Keystone Environmental, all right.
Yeah, and we're going to be looking at their website as our source material here. And right off the bat, you know, they're a Canadian environmental consulting firm. Pretty big, it seems like.
Okay, yeah.
But one thing that really jumped out at me is their commitment to hit net zero by 2050.
Oh, wow. Ambitious.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, you know, for this industry, especially for an environmental consulting firm, like, how do they plan on pulling that off? So that's kind of what I want to dig into today.
That's a great question. Because, yeah, I mean, they're working with clients that probably, you know, have big footprints.
Yeah.
So how do they balance that?
Yeah, exactly.
Their own operations got to be squeaky clean.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess let's start with, like, you know, what they do. What is their expertise?
Right. Well, from what I gathered from their website, they're really into contaminated sites. Like, that's their bread and butter.
Oh, yeah.
Remediation, you know, diving deep into the science of soil and groundwater, that kind of thing.
Makes sense, right? If you're an environmental consulting firm, like, you got to be dealing with that.
Right. I think that's a big part of what environmental consulting is these days.
Yeah, for sure. And they seem to, I mean, at least from what they say, they're really focused on understanding their clients' specific needs and objectives.
Yeah.
It's not just like a cookie cutter approach, right?
Yeah. No, it seems very tailored, very results driven, which you would want, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not going to go to someone who's just going to give you a generic solution.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about something as, I don't know, sensitive as environmental consulting.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
There's a lot at stake, right?
Yeah. High stakes.
Okay. So we've talked about their expertise. I did notice, you know, they've been around for like 35 years.
Wow, that's a while.
Yeah, so that's pretty impressive, I think.
Yeah, they've seen a lot of changes in that time, I bet.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's move on to, like, they talk about their team, right?
Okay, yeah, their team.
And they emphasize this multidisciplinary approach, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, right? You're not just going to have one type of expert. You're going to have a whole bunch of them.
Right, exactly. They've got engineers, geologists, like we said, biologists, toxicologists. It's like a whole brain trust there.
It's like the environmental Avengers or something.
Right. Like, they assemble to tackle these problems. And then on top of that, they have offices in BC and Ontario. So it's like they've got this national reach. Right.
Yeah. Covering a lot of ground.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm kind of curious, you know, we talked about their expertise in contaminated sites, but what are some of the specific services that they offer?
Well, just from kind of scanning through the website, they do obviously contaminated site assessment, remediation. They've got risk assessment, which is huge, I think, in this field.
Yeah, absolutely.
Impact assessment, regulatory compliance, monitoring, like all that stuff.
It seems like they cover the whole gamut. Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. Spill response, that was another one that caught my eye.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so that's if there's an actual, like, emergency spill.
Yeah, like, boots on the ground, gotta contain it, you know.
Interesting, okay.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. And then one thing I noticed, too, is that they have this indoor air quality division.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's called Sterling IAQ Consultants LTD. So it seems like they're even, like, branching out into these more specialized areas.
That's interesting. I wonder, you know, if that's a response to, like, the pandemic and people being more concerned about air quality in their homes and offices.
Yeah, could be. I mean, it makes sense, right? Like, people are spending more time indoors these days.
Exactly.
It's definitely a good niche to be in.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so we've talked about their expertise, their team, their services, but let's circle back to this net zero commitment, right?
All right, the big question mark.
Yeah, the big one. So they're part of the Government of Canada's Net Zero Challenge. And this is basically the government's pushing businesses to, like, seriously reduce their emissions by 2050.
Right, which is only, you know, a couple decades away at this point.
Yeah, it's coming up fast.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you think? How could they actually achieve that?
Well, given their focus on contaminated site remediation, I'm thinking maybe they're going to invest in, like, new technologies.
Okay, yeah.
For soil and groundwater cleanup, things that are more, have a smaller environmental footprint.
So, like, almost like green technologies, basically.
Exactly, yeah. Cutting edge stuff. And then, of course, they've got to look internally, right?
Yeah.
Their own operations. So, you know, renewable energy, maybe switching their fleet to electric vehicles, you know, things like that.
So, like, leading by example, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. And then the other thing I was thinking about, too, is they have this blog, right?
Right. Yeah, they do.
Where they talk about industry news and updates and stuff.
Yeah.
And one of the recent posts was about revisions to Vancouver's groundwater management bulletin.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting because it's like, you know, we're talking about a national company, but they're also really focused on these local issues, right?
Yeah. I mean, groundwater management, that's hyper-local.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it shows that they're really plugged into what's going on in the different regions where they work.
Absolutely.
And then the other one that caught my eye was, you know, we mentioned BCENV Protocol 6 earlier, but there are some revisions to that as well.
Okay, yeah, I remember seeing something about that.
And this is, you know, it outlines the requirements for, like, applications with professional recommendations and pre-approvals. So it's kind of, it's a pretty big deal, I think, for developers in BC.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, again, it's like they're staying on top of these changes in regulations, which is, I think, really important for their clients.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to be ahead of the curve in this industry.
Yeah, for sure. So, okay, I think we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about Keystone's expertise, their multidisciplinary approach, their commitment to net zero. What do you think, like, what's the big takeaway here?
I think the big takeaway is, you know, they're not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk.
Yeah.
They're really committed to sustainability, not just for their clients, but for themselves as well.
And it's possible, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's possible to be successful, profitable, and still, you know, be environmentally responsible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really important message. So for our listeners out there, I mean, what can we learn from Keystone? What can businesses across different sectors, you know, take away from this?
Well, I think there's a lot we can learn, honestly. You know, like we talked about, staying informed about industry changes, that's huge.
Yeah.
You know, regulations are always changing. Technologies are always changing. You got to be on top of it. And then, you know, that collaborative approach to problem solving, bringing together different experts, that's so valuable. And then just that, you know, that ambition, that drive to reach net zero, I think that's something we should all aspire to.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just about, you know, the environment. It's about, like, long-term success.
Right? Exactly. Sustainability and success go hand in hand these days.
Yeah, for sure. So for our listeners, think about this. How can the principles behind Keystone's work, you know, the focus on expertise, the commitment to sustainability, the understanding of these complex regulations, how can those be applied to your own field?
That's a great question to ponder.
Yeah, it's definitely something to think about as we wrap up our deep dive into Keystone Environmental.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks for joining me.
Of course.
And we'll catch you next time.
See ya.